Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Zayin, the halacha of Teuchein. And in that context, we've been discussing Refuah on Shabbos. And before we leave this Klal, I just want to talk about potentially some of the various halachas which could come up in dealing with a person who's ill, a person who's sick on Shabbos. What halachas are there? Obviously, we're talking about the situation, a person is being transported to the hospital. There are malachas involved in that. A person has to write things up. There are malachas involved in that. That's pretty straightforward. But what other malachas might we not necessarily be obvious to us that we have to be worried about? That one has to take into consideration. We're dealing with illness on Shabbos. One concern which the Shulchan Aruch talks about is the malacha of tzeveya, of coloring something, dyeing something. When the person is bleeding and we put a cloth there to absorb the blood. So that's dyeing the color of the cloth. Now, it's a makalko. Usually, that's not a problem. If you put a red cloth there, it's not necessarily a makalko. So one should avoid using a red cloth. That's an example of a malacha, which you wouldn't necessarily think about, to be concerned about in that situation. Certain types of gauze tends to wick the liquid out of the wound. So it pulls the liquid out. According to many Rishonim, the act of taking blood out of the body is the malacha of chayvul, is the malacha of natil shashama. We say we're the same way that when a person kills somebody by shechting them, he's taking out the neshama, that's going to be malacha. So even if he takes out a little bit of neshama, the blood is, the Torah describes the blood as the nefesh, dam ki dam hua nefesh, is like the nefesh of the person. So removing blood from the body is equivalent to taking out the neshama, the nefesh of the person, at least in a minimal amount. So according to the Tosis, many Rishonim will follow the Tosis. There's a malacha of Matil Sesham involved. So a person puts a type of gauze which has a wicking ability, which pulls out some of the pus and blood which is inside of the body. That potentially is the malacha of Chayvul. Taking out pus usually is permitted. It's considered it's not part of the body. The pus usually sort of grows in the side of a boil or something like that. So it's no longer part of the body. That's not called chayvul to take it out. But blood is considered part of the body. And the taking that out is a form of chayvul, according to many Rishonim. Sometimes a situation where the body is off kilter, putting the pieces of the body back together again in the right form, might be the malacha bona. The Torah talks about the concept of the bona in regards to the human body. The Torah describes the act of Hashem made chava from Adam as an act of binyan. So the Torah says, according to Rabbi Elazar, that's the malacha deraisa of bona. Some Rishonim say it's only that the Torah meant just an asmach, it's only the bona. So potentially there are malachas of bona. In some cases, are going to be mutter anyway. Many cases it's not problematic and it's okay, but it's something that the person has to have in mind. Many medications are not necessarily ingested. A person doesn't swallow them, a person smears them onto the body. And so we mentioned there's a malacha memoreach, there's a malacha of smoothing something out. Something which is a semi-solid or a solid is also to smooth it out. If it's a semi-salad, could be someone, it's situations only at Durbanon, but it's going to be in a certain mereach, potentially in a certain mereach, of smoothing something out. Putting on the creams and those sort of type of things is going to be problematic, potentially problematic. And then, of course, there are many different malachas involved. Person's not well and they're scared of the dark, you're turning on the lights, and those points I think which are pretty, those are straightforward, doing malachas involved, and those are pretty straightforward, people are aware of them. In a situation where the person is not sure which category they fall into, see if it's a halacha question, we know what the symptoms are, we know where the person is at. Just doesn't know, he has to ask Allah Hashayla. If the situation itself is not clear, which many times that's the situation, it might deteriorate, they're not sure exactly how bad it is. It's not that situation. A person can be makel to give himself a din of a chayla shem b'sakana. A person has a suffix, if there's a potential loss to an aver, a person can be makel to try and save the limb. If it's a suffolk, if it's life threatening, a person can be mechal Shabbos to save the life. So in those situations where we have a suffolk, which level they belong to, one can be makel and assume that they have the concern, and we can apply the leniencies which apply to that level in order to help them. There's obviously much more to talk about refuah on Shabbos, but we're going to move on, Mr. Hashem, in the next year, into the next malacha, and meanwhile, have a good day.